At 6:06, it is partly clear, 83, rain to the northeast of Tulsa moving away this morning. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Public Schools has a new enrollment center. Yesterday was the first day for the facility at the old Eisenhower School behind the Education Service Center. The district's chief accountability officer is Chris Johnson.
What we've done here is consolidated all the enrollment, all the student records, all the assessment, and some of the other services that parents need during the school year into one site.
He says the central location is better for parents that may have students in different grades and at different schools. You need only to use the center if you have recently moved into the Tulsa School District. Congressman Bridenstine will get a tour of the immigration facility at Fort Sill this Saturday. He was turned away last week and told to make an appointment. The facility is housing minors that are in the U.S. without legal documentation. Broken Arrow city leaders open the last half-mile stretch of roadway they say will ease gridlock and support economic development in that community. Hillside Drive now connects Lynn Lane with Albany Street near Elm. City manager Thomas Moten says residents were the driving force.
Now, this project was funded by the 2008 General Obligation Bond Program, and many of you may be aware that we have a General Obligation Bond referendum that's going to the voters on August 26th. But you can see what can happen when the voters and residents in Broken Arrow get behind supporting these types of projects.
Construction was done in two phases over 2 years at a cost of $1.7 million. DNA evidence collected in the Tulsa serial rape attacks matched that of suspect Desmond Campbell in at least three of the attacks. Campbell this morning remains in a coma after a car crash just minutes after the last attack took place. Tulsa County gets a bunch of new deputies. Marshall Stewart reports on yesterday's ceremony.
More than 40 new deputies are coming on board. Most of them have just completed a four-week jail academy. Sheriff Stanley Gland says that will relieve some of the mandatory overtime seen recently at the Moss Justice Center.
Yeah, we've had mandatory overtime in the jail due to the lack of staffing that we've had over there, and this will relieve most of that.
In addition, 12 new deputies were sworn in Monday afternoon, and they will begin work in the field immediately. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Life plus 40 years. That is the sentence for Tyrone Woodfork. He was convicted of killing elderly Nancy and Bob Strait in a home invasion in Tulsa back in 2012. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper is arrested for DUI while on duty. OHP Captain George Brown says the trooper crashed near Salisaw.
They found an OHP SUV and boat, towing a boat driven by Trooper Joshua Davies.
Fellow troopers took him into custody, and he was booked on a DUI complaint at the jail at Salisaw. Well, with the public's help, Governor Fallon and her husband have settled on Oki as the name for their new white Labrador Retriever puppy. The governor announced the puppy's name on her Facebook page yesterday after receiving more than 1,000 suggestions. Our weather forecast, the air quality is forecast to reach into the moderate range this afternoon. The UV index will be very high again today. A cold front will be pushing through. There will be a slight chance of rain this afternoon. We will have a high of 94, and then the temperatures will start to decline just a bit. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of rain, milder with a high of 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 90. Normal for this time of year is 93. National Weather Service radar shows rain stretching from Miami down to Grand Lake, back over to near Chelsea, moving toward the northeast away from Tulsa. Right now in Tulsa, at 610, it is partly clear and 83. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.